Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and hey there! The world around us is racing with the clock, but with the 7.5 cents I have, I can sleep tight. It may be small talk, but since I'm not at all in love, think of the time I save. I'll never be jealous again, so if you win, you lose. A new town is a blue town, and once a year day, her is some steam heat at Hernando's Hideaway. Ooh. Joining us today are the usual three of us, me, myself, and I, including Kevin, there once was a man, Jaeger.
Yes, there was. There once was a man.
And of course, Kimberly, the pajama game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour.
That's the best thing I've ever come up with.
And with us today are a gaggle of guests. Between the three of them, some of their New York critics include Mean Girls, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, A Catered Affair, Jersey Boys, Into the Woods, Hairspray, Big Fish, and American in Paris, Grand Horizons, and Sondheim on Sondheim. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
T-Boyich, Matthew Scott, and Kirsten
Scott.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Broadwasted Game Night.
Woo!
Here we are.
Thanks for joining us. How are you guys doing? What's where are you? Are you in the city? Are you not in the city?
Are you
far away from the city? We are in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Plenty of it. Plenty of Pennsylvania.
Lots. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you set up your own backdrop?
Yeah, we thought you might be, since we're at Kirsten's parents' house, we thought you might be interested in some of them. I'm already drunk. Interested in some of the memorabilia. Oh, who are those two who once played opposite one another in American in Paris? They're those two kids who got married 10 years ago. Baby Kirsten.
Terrible haircut.
And then, of course, you know, we just thought we'd throw up all our show posters.
Yes! Well, I thought when you held up the small picture that you had, what I saw in the reflection was my face from the screen. So I thought there was a picture of me.
Do you see that mushroom cut?
Oh, yeah.
That's
there
beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
I say you have Matt try to recreate that cut on you while in quarantine.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I actually got 9 Mean Girls posters and like in a row and was like, well, you know, here's all my shows.
Well, that you
could, no, one for each character.
I was going to say, you could get one for every character he played.
Yes.
Do you play all those characters? Are you swinging it?
Stand by for Katie, Gretchen, Janice, Mrs. Norberry, Mrs. Heron, and Mrs. George.
Yes.
So anything I do after. Going to be
I made my Broadway debut in that theater standing by for 9 characters.
Hey, for Jersey Boys?
For Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Every single New Jersey resident.
So you were a resident in there.
That is
were
correct.
You up in the treehouse, like the very top floor?
That is our attic.
That's the treehouse, yeah.
Grady's attic. Yep. What is it called now?
The treehouse.
That's very sweet.
I love
that. I love
it.
Is our recliner still up there? Is the big red recliner up there?
No, we just had, well, because now they've shoved in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in there.
What?
It's probably for the best you took that recliner out, because we literally found that outside on the street outside the bank one day.
Oh, cool. So bed bugs. Cool.
And the 3 guys, we carried it up 6 flights upstairs. We were like, free recliner. So it's probably for the best.
Wait, so Kirsten, you're at your parents', all that stuff lives at your parents' house. You just like give them your garbage?
I earned this Hairspray softball jersey.
How many times did you play on the
Hairspray? I love these really called memorabilia for life's work garbage.
Guys, I really don't appreciate the fact that you find my stuff garbage. No, the only things I wear up in my parents' house are my Carnegie Mellon sweatshirts and my show memorabilia. That is my whole wardrobe up here.
Yeah.
So I've had like I brought like 3 t-shirts because I was like, we'll be here for 2 weeks. And I literally had to buy t-shirts because everything is like, Follies, I'm a Broadway baby. And I was like, I cannot be Zooming with my friends and all these people with just show shirt.
Amazing. I think it's fair to tell you that when we left the city, I forgot to pack pants.
Yeah.
Any pants?
I don't have no pants on.
Yeah. It's all about the Zoom. Zoom is perfect. No. Yeah.
Zoom is amazing.
You do not want to Zoom in on this.
Oh my God. That is what stresses me out about the like possibility of leaving the city is I'm like, how do I pack for time?
Infinity.
For infinity?
For infinity?
Yeah.
Literally.
T, you're still in the city, right?
I am. I am in Park Slope, Brooklyn in my...
Oh, me too.
Hey, are you in Park Slope?
Yeah.
We should do a nice social distance walk one day.
Hey, I will walk the dog with you and your dog any day of the week.
No, I'm chilling in my cute little 2-bedroom apartment. Never been more grateful for that second bedroom.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Same. This is the office.
You could be like, what
it's
I'm doing.
Like a little office. So like our bedroom's up there.
Cool. Ooh,
that's fancy.
That is gorgeous. Very.
You have levels.
We do. I
have a studio apartment, so I've taken the time to figure out how many steps it is from each point in my apartment to different points.
Time well spent.
I'm making it work, but sometimes I take 3 showers a day just to feel like I'm in a different room.
I need to feel like I have some space.
Pretty much. I have a balcony though. So I mean that's been really incredibly nice.
Yeah, bury the lead, Kevin.
That's been very nice to at least have that. But like sometimes you can't just like walk out on your balcony at like 3 a.m. and be like, I didn't put pants on and I'm out of my balcony.
Yeah. So. I feel like we're at the point of quarantine where you absolutely can do that. Everyone would be like, yes, I fully understand. Continue.
So before we play our first game, what are you drinking?
What
am I drinking?
Kimberly, let's start with you.
Jay brought me back a Pinot Grigio today from the liquor store.
Oh, that's
nice. He also, man among men, brought me Tanqueray and Hendrix.
Oh,
very sweet.
And nothing for himself.
Oh.
So what does that say about living with me? I received 3 types of alcohol today.
Yeah.
I like as soon as you said that, the only husband in this chat right now went, yes.
Breakfast.
Exactly. You've been difficult. More?
Well, Matt and Kirsten, what are you guys drinking?
Well, there's a very limited selection at the Giant Eagle in Somerset, Pennsylvania, believe it or not. And they limit you to 4 bottles a person. So
oh, God, Pennsylvania liquor laws.
So that's we could crazy. Double up.
Kimmy C. Savvy B.
Which would easily run you $3 more than it would.
This thing was like $20 at the Giant Eagle.
Like, this is crap.
In Somerset. I was like, I love a Kimmy C. Savvy B, but
for
like...
$14.99.
Pennsylvania closed liquor stores, and in Pennsylvania, they're state-run, so you can only order online at the Pennsylvania Liquor Bureau, but they're... Because so many people have been doing it, the website, like, spontaneously combusted, so it's non-existent anymore. This one Giant Eagle by us, this one grocery store, they have, like, a couple bottles, but it's a 4-per-person limit.
We have, like, a big mustache. We go back in with...
Yeah, exactly. Mustache, reversible jacket.
Yeah.
I brought my carry-on for airports to be my, like, wine bottle carrier when I went to the liquor store.
I've seen people go in the liquor store with their actual, like, suitcase.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. I mean, that's it's just smart. It's just science.
It's just science.
Science.
T, you were pouring something a little harder there?
Always. Just some bourbon.
Ooh, what is that?
Ooh, nice kind.
That's a beautiful bottle.
They are Irving. It's very good.
Well, your husband owns a bar.
In like 2 days. Well, actually, my love for bourbon started on your guys' show because I brought it the first time I was on, which would have been like 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago. Yeah. and I wanted to seem really badass, and also because I drink everything else too fast. But now, joke's on me, I can drink bourbon like water. I need a new one.
You just picked a new one.
I just need a new one.
What?
Now's the time to taste them all, and like instead of like little flights, like full bottles.
Right, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, maybe I'll go with gin because I hate it so much. Maybe I'll become a gin person.
No, join Kevin and I. Gin is gross.
Don't do it. Gin is gross.
I've turned my husband onto gin because apparently it's easier to order two gin and tonics than two separate drinks. He's like, no, rather I have what I want.
Kevin, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a bottle of Rioja that was on sale.
Nice.
And it, yeah, it, they just were like, hey, this is cheaper than usual. And I was like, I'll take four.
And if you were in Pennsylvania, that's all you would get.
Yeah.
That's all
you
get.
How is that case of Prosecco coming?
Oh, I bought a case of Prosecco and like I have one bottle left.
Yes. Remind the world, Kevin lives alone.
I live alone, so...
Well, cheers, everybody. Thank you. I'm drinking White Claw.
Oh, White Claw.
What are you drinking?
White Claw. Black cherry White Claw is like my favorite thing during quarantine.
I can put in a White Claw from the fridge. I need more wine, though. Cheers.
Thanks for joining. Let's play our first game.
Okay.
And she downs the last of her drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the rules and then go get a refill.
Great.
Yes.
What did I decide was first? Oh, perfect, solid. So since we've all been socially distancing, I thought when we take the time to re-enter society, we might need to revisit some old icebreakers. So we're going to play Quarren, Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay.
So everyone will give us three facts about things they've been doing in quarantine, but one of those things will be a lie. And then we all have to guess what the lie is.
And don't make your lie, I'm thriving, because that would be really sad.
I've never felt
a lie, you're happy.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Kevin, do you want to go first while I go get more wine?
Sure.
I'll pretend to listen from the kitchen.
Okay. Number one, I have ordered Taco Bell 7 times.
Okay.
And they've gotten my order right once. Second one is I have been going for a run every morning, which has been really invigorating. And the third one is I have watched every episode of Barbie Life in the Dream House and Barbie Super Friends on Netflix because it's comforting. Yeah, let's go in a circle, I guess, and say what we think the lie is.
We're all in a different circle on everyone's screen.
Oh,
I will remind everyone.
Let's go alphabetically. Wait a minute. That's why don't you just tell us who should go?
We could go.
Yeah,
we
Kevin,
could go.
The circle
we could
on yours.
Start
screen.
From the top of Manhattan, work our way down to Brooklyn and Pennsylvania.
That's actually pretty fair.
That's a great idea.
All right,
so
Kevin,
Kimberly,
so then I go first.
So Kimberly, me, you, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. That's okay. Right. I only heard the last one, but I think it's a lie. You haven't been watching Barbie.
Okay.
I'm going to say you have not run every morning.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
I am going to second that only because it would have been more believable if you were like 4 times a week rather than every day. So I'm going to also second the run mostly because if you are running every day, then I feel badly about myself.
I'm going to play the odds and be that person at the end of the line on The Price is Right who bids once higher and say that since everybody thinks you didn't do the run, I'm going to say it's the Barbie thing.
And I'm going to go Taco Bell.
Oh, good for you. You really are the person.
Yeah, you mixed it up. So the lie here was I have not gone for a run every day.
I just want to high five everybody.
Check it out on Netflix. Barbie is delightful.
I also feel like I didn't want to say the running thing because I didn't want to be mean like you haven't been. But like, honestly, who has been taking a run every day?
I thought because you've been posting so many shirtless pictures that you
must work out a lot.
Every day. I don't know.
I do my workouts a lot, but I have not. I don't like running outside. It's like not a thing I like to do.
It's awful.
Horrible.
It's the worst. Horrible. But yeah. Barbie Life in the Dream House is amazing. It's like a mockumentary style show and it's cartoon and it's hilarious.
That's amazing.
It's a mockumentary style cartoon.
Yeah, it's very self-referential and like tongue-in-cheek, and it's like really funny. And like my niece watches it, so it popped up on my like Netflix feed because like my family all shares like those streaming services. And I was like, what is this? And I started watching it. I was like, I will watch all of this.
Do you like talk to your niece now about Barbie Life in the Dream House?
Yeah, but she doesn't like it as much as me, which is annoying.
How old is she, Kevin?
6. So that's what I'm doing with my 35-year-old life.
Love
story
it.
Of a single gay man during quarantine. Okay, so if I went, so it's Kimberly's turn now. So we're going down the row.
Yeah.
Sure. down the island.
We're going down the island.
Going down the island.
Great. But only once.
I'm trying to think of real things that have happened.
It's like, what was yesterday?
I know. I'm like, what have I been doing? What is life? Okay. Here are my things. I have not worn jeans in a month. I have not been outside in 2 weeks. And I killed my sourdough starter.
Ooh.
So, Kevin, you guess first.
I trust your baking prowess and don't think you killed your sourdough starter.
Sourdough's hard, though.
All right, my turn.
What do you think the lie was?
That
was a lie.
You think that's the lie?
I think the sourdough starter is a lie.
Cool.
Okay, I think that you have worn jeans.
Cool.
I think you have been outside in 2 weeks, even just for like a grocery store or some fresh air.
At first.
I think the jeans are the lie.
Okay.
I think going outside's a lie.
Going outside's the lie.
Ah!
So there is a point in which you didn't go out for 2 weeks, though.
Uh-oh.
Was there?
You told me that last week. That's why I guessed it. Or didn't guess
it. Oh, yeah. No, I was at the grocery store like 3 days ago.
Ah, okay.
She broke that chain.
It was maybe only a week and a half, but it was not a cute look, and I decided I needed to leave my home. And I murdered my sourdough starter.
No, that's so sad.
It's hard.
It smelled weird. It's got a film of some kind.
Oh, like the watery thing on top?
Just like solidified. And I just threw it out. And I bought a pound of yeast instead.
There you go.
I'm here. They made dry yeast. Why not use it?
Right?
Is it my turn? All right. So, which one is the lie? I waited 45 minutes to get into Whole Foods for seafood. My girlfriend and I are binging The Amazing Race, and we are currently on season 28. And I taught myself via YouTube to break down a chicken, French style.
First of all, excellent. Like, excellent round of truths and lies.
That was really good.
You threw in enough detail there to just, like, throw me off the scent.
Especially because I know what your life has been like. And I'm still puzzled.
My guess is that you did not learn to break down a chicken through YouTube. Because when you said YouTube, it was like you were buying yourself time. So I'm just
That's just how I talk, Kevin.
I'm sorry, this is how I talk.
I think you waited either less or more time at Whole Foods.
Okay.
But I do know you purchased the seafood.
I'm going to say
chicken.
Yeah, it seems aggressive.
It does seem aggressive.
It's aggressive. It seems like a committed thing to do during quarantine, and I don't know if any of us are there.
Yeah.
I also feel like we would have seen it on Instagram.
Agree.
I haven't posted something on Instagram in only a month.
But if you learned to gut and cut up a chicken, you'd be like, look at this Julia Childs-esque thing I did.
Yeah. If I separated something limb from limb, I would definitely tell people about it.
Yeah, and you'd have like the Dexter soundtrack in the background. You would have done
Absolutely.
Seasons 1 through 4. We don't talk about the other ones. Yeah.
There was no other.
Yeah.
I was thrown because I thought the seafood is what you were like. I thought maybe you waited in line but not for seafood. I believe you about the chicken. That. Are there really 28 seasons of The Amazing Race? Because that seems like just a bad idea. I'm going to go with The Amazing Race. 28 seasons doesn't seem probable.
I'm going to agree with my... No, I know there's a lot of seasons, but I'm going to say Amazing Race as well.
So we are currently on season 28 of 31 seasons of The Amazing Race.
Wow. I want to quantify they didn't start it during quarantine.
No, we didn't.
I figured you would have to have started.
We started it last fall, but we have done a large percentage of our watching during this quarantine.
And she's still dating him. Like
she can't leave.
They live together.
She can't leave. She's medically required to stay.
Yeah.
Their relationship is governmentally mandated to stay together.
Yeah. And I did wait 45 minutes to get into Whole Foods for seafood. So I did not teach myself to break down a chicken.
No.
Though I wrote them all down so that I wouldn't stutter.
YouTube.
Yeah, I just like the way that YouTube flows off the tongue.
It's a tell, Brian. Okay, so next we're at T. You got two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Okay, I painted my bathroom blue.
Ooh.
Because I'm gonna maybe get to the kitchen. I haven't decided yet. I also killed my sourdough starter. My first one. And I have been a basic bitch and made banana bread 3 times.
Oh, these are also very good.
Wonderful. These are
Oh, I need to make banana bread. Speaking
of. I'm going to guess that it wasn't the bathroom painting because I feel like you added on the kitchen part to make it sound like super legit. So that was my guess.
I'm going to guess. I don't know. Maybe also sourdough starter is the lie.
Does that mean she's better than you at sourdough starting?
If it's the truth.
I'm going to go with painting. I'm going with Kevin on painting. There's just a lot of details in the air. I don't know. I'm a little, painting.
I'm also going to go with painting because when Kirsten and I painted our apartment, we wanted to murder each other. And I would think that during quarantine, you wouldn't need to add another reason into your day to want to murder your person. So I'm going to go with painting.
And I think you probably painted that kitchen or bathroom. You said bathroom, right? And it was like a romantic comedy. You like splattered paint on each other, like tussled with the brushes. So I'm not going to go with that one because in my mind, that is what quarantine is all about.
Yes. And there was like a Savage Garden song playing in the background.
This late 1990s rom-com is all I want.
It's so bad. Like the paint tips over and then you're like, oh, toss.
I turn with the brush across the face.
Yeah.
There's some awful joke about it being the color of love or like something terrible.
Oh my God.
That's the color of love.
Yeah. I'm loving it so much in my head. I think I'm going to fall asleep with happy dreams of that tonight. But I'm going to say the banana bread. Oh. So I painted my bathroom 1 week before quarantine. A lie.
Are you dare you take this dream from me?
It happened pretty similar to that, though.
And whoever wants to go from Pennsylvania.
First.
You have been answering first. So.
Okay. All right. We'll switch it up the next round.
And this is good because Kirsten will guess last, so she won't give away the answer.
She's a horrible poker.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put my mask back on.
Yeah, put your mask back on.
Hide your emotions.
It's a great idea.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I have been teaching online classes. I've been exercising 6 times a week because we have like a beautiful exercise room here. Thank you, in-laws. And since we have arrived, I have been begging my wife to wax her armpits.
I'm going to guess that it's not the armpits because you're a freak.
You're a freak?
No, I meant that in a good way, like freaky. Like,
I know what you
meant. Yeah, like, come out, get the freaks.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
I think maybe you have not been exercising 6 times a week. No offense.
Have you? Okay, fine.
That just seems like a lot of times.
What else are you going to do on quarantine right. in the mountains in Pennsylvania?
I'm going to say you hate children, so you're not teaching. No, that's not mine. I actually know that you love teaching, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say...
Your teaching has been very well documented on social media, sir.
Also, teaching is a relative term.
I'm doing not teaching.
I'm going to go with the armpits.
I am also going to go with the armpits only because waxing was a very specific term. My husband would be like, can you please shave your armpits? You look.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I would say, can I braid them for you?
Right.
Yes. Yes. Bay.
Yeah. Well, despite being in the best shape of my life, I've been working out 6 days a week.
I was just going to say the workout.
But is there an exercise room? You made it sound
there
so luxurious.
There is exercise. Yes, I have been. Yes.
Yeah.
By exercise room, it's a little room with like a dog cage and an elliptical. But if gorgeous is how you want to put it, then.
It looks outside.
All I'm hearing is that you have a second room, and that sounds gorgeous to me.
See, you're, the rom-com in your head is now like a treadmill.
Yep. So my rom-com is just people being in love walking between rooms.
Just having one
just
more
the
room.
Idea that you can be
Kevin. Kevin goes on Zillow just to look at floor plans.
Pretty much.
Isn't that everyone?
That's Kevin's alone time.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Matt's prepping his mask. Okay.
I have a better poker face. I don't need to do this, but I'm going to do it.
I appreciate you.
I don't want to give anything away.
I love you. Okay. Two truths, one lie. Okay. In this quarantine, I have been both bitten, slapped, and pinched by children.
Liar! Sorry.
In this quarantine, I have taught myself how to wax my armpits via YouTube.
That's funny.
During this quarantine, I have helped my mom clean out my closet and taken 4 bags of show swag to Goodwill.
My guess is definitely the show stuff being cleaned out, because any mother would not let you get rid of that stuff.
I said that.
I'm third that because look behind you. It's there. Also, is Goodwill essential services?
Yeah, Goodwill is closed. I'm fourth in it. I was going to swear, but I didn't. Goodwill's closed.
Sir?
I know the truth.
Yeah, that it's your...
It haunts you?
Does it haunt you? It's not dear that you beat me.
Oh, that was...
We wouldn't donate that. We'd give it to the Broadway flea market.
Oh, yeah. we're all just like
a donation.
But her nephew did bite and slap her in the face one day.
Really?
Bite and slap?
How old is he?
I'm 3.
I was gonna say, is he 15?
Okay. In all fairness, I'm like teaching him school a couple days a week, and I wanted to turn the page and he did not want to, and I turned the page. It was well deserved. I mean,
before we play our next game, I have a question for you. What is what's the one little thing that you miss from going to work at a theater every day? Just like not the audience, not like the big things, doing the role, but like what's that like one little thing that like you may not recognize when like it's your everyday job, but like being away from it, you're like, oh, I miss ringing the bell.
Or the music. I miss my friend. Like, all that.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I obviously miss, like, the people, but I actually, so I really miss our doorman, Gus. Because anytime I go in, he just had a win 2 years ago. And every time I go in, I ask to see a new picture, and he's so proud of him. It's his two beautiful girls. And I miss hugging people.
Oh, yeah.
times.
Gus is the best. He is the best.
He's the sweetest man. I love him so much. He's just the best. So I miss Gus.
That's great.
And everybody else, but mostly Gus.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I miss half hour. I miss half hour, and I miss my dressing roommates. I'm like the last one to arrive on stage. So I am at like, it's basically 7 to 8 times a week come, like the 15 minute call will come and they're like, Kirsten, get ready! And I miss people yelling at me to get ready. I don't have to get ready for anything. I mean, I did put on makeup for this, but...
But no pants. So
just like easy breezy down there. I miss that. I miss like the dressing room vibe, because there's nothing like a women's dressing room. It can be a horrible place, or it can be the most loving, supportive, funny, hilarious place. And I just miss those girls and their antics and yelling at me because I'm never ready on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this may sound a little hokey, but I really miss the paycheck. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm also going to echo that. I'm with you. I'm not.
I miss the dog videos.
Oh, don't you? Right? Can I be honest with you? That's what I was going to say. I miss like, so, you know, our show didn't close because of quarantine. It was always a limited run.
Right.
But at intermission, everyone would gather in the hallway and play with Michael Urie's dog. And we would make videos of Kinley jumping. It started with me throwing a ball and Kinley jumping over Ashley Park's pregnant belly in the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it started with like three people. And then before you knew it, there was like an obstacle course and he was running through corridors. Oh. And we were getting like everyone in on the action, and it became the Kinley Olympics. And we used to
those
say,
those videos were so good.
Kinley made men.
They're
amazing.
Yeah. They were really cute.
Yeah.
Look, actually, like, I don't know anything about your show, but I would come beat that dog. Like,
yeah.
Mess with him or her. I love it. It's so athletic.
Sweetest pup. Yeah.
And that show was so fun. It really was a fun show.
You saw it, right, Kevin?
I did see it.
Yeah,
it's such a good play.
Sadly, I saw the whole cast, so like you weren't in it that night. Because like,
sadly.
I know.
It was really good.
I covered the three guys, and I did go on in the final week, which is crazy. Yeah, it was awesome, because usually in those short runs, and it's a play, people don't tend to miss, but I went on for two shows, and I had this really amazing fun with Michael Urie, and I only had one moment on stage where I was like, holy Carmen Cusack, I am acting with Michael Urie. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wait, who did you play? Were you like the trick he brought home?
Yes.
The trick he brought home?
I totally dropped my pants and said...
What was the line you had to say on a Broadway stage, dear?
It's anatomically correct, so I don't think you're going to need to bleep me. But there's a moment where like they're playing a game and he's like, you know, penis to penis. And I said that in front of my mother.
Those are the best. Loved ones, when you're like, I'm so sorry.
My gosh, you got, oh no, I shot an episode of The Good Fight where I full on am a dominatrix, and it's coming out in 2 weeks, and I thought quarantine will be over, we're going home, my parents are like, your episode's coming out in 2 weeks, and I was like, no,
we're gonna have to watch it with them.
No.
No.
I say such things as
no,
I can't actually say it.
There'll be
I
so
can't
much Carmen.
Well, you have to wear that night. You have to wear your Carnegie Mellon sweatshirt and be like you paid for this.
Yeah.
This is your fault. I'm an actress now.
Training.
Let's play a game.
So you know,
that's so
funny.
No, we've drank $20 worth of wine tonight, you guys. Thank you, Pennsylvania.
Can you text your mother to bring us another bottle upstairs?
I will.
that's the best quarantine conversation.
That's motherly love.
Dear mom.
Dear mom.
Speaking of my husband, I have again stolen his D&D dice for this.
Right.
Yes.
He's playing right now, and I was like, can I borrow a die? And he was like, oh, we're playing online, so I can just roll on the computer. And I said, then what is the point of all of these?
How many die are there?
Well, he has a bunch of different sets.
Looks like a mini casino.
It does feel like
that. Yeah, it was like a blackjack thing.
But like and a casino then I said the silly for
craps.
Yeah, a wizard casino.
A wizard casino?
Like the set for guys and dolls with miniature people.
Yeah.
A wazino?
Big, like little miniatures to hide in here for him next time he plays. I did ask him the stupidest question. Because I was like, how many of us will there be if I have to roll for everyone? Jay, is there a six-sided die?
Oh.
That's the normal kind.
Yes, that is.
Got that.
Took me a moment. We've had
picked up on that one.
Add Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh.
I was like.
Oh, I picked my favorite. It's this little golden teal number.
That's beautiful.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm going to just randomly assign you all a number. So okay. When I say your name, pick a number 1 to 6. Kevin.
6.
Okay. T.
3.
Brian.
2.
Pearson.
1.
I was going to say 4. Holy crap.
Oh.
Wow. We did it.
Couple.
That was really exciting.
But wait, the couple doesn't have a number next to you. Are you guys okay with not having a number next to each other? I mean, you're a couple. So
we'll
like,
be all right. We'll
I
be
need
right.
some space.
We'll be all right.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm gonna roll the die.
Okay.
And then, oh wait, so what's left for me? 5?
Yes.
5.
So I'm gonna roll the die. If it gets your number, I have a list 1 through 6 of some tasks.
Oh wow.
And then they're basically just some suggestions. And then whoever I roll last has to actually play the game with using
Okay.
This game is called Let's All Go to the Movies. So it's okay. All movie
game.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, fell right out of the box.
Done well.
We've got the number 3.
E.
T.
T, I need you to tell me your favorite Disney princess.
Oh, Tiana or Rapunzel. Ty.
Great. Tiana and Rapunzel. What a pair.
Yeah.
What a pair.
I like that.
Pair.
Okay. 1.
That's cute.
That's me!
What is your favorite classic movie character? Classic up to your standards. Any standard of classic.
So the Maid in Manhattan would count.
Yeah.
A Julia Roberts movie could count.
A Julia Roberts movie would count. Oh my gosh. The first thing that came to mind was Mrs. Doubtfire because I love Robin Williams more than anything.
I watched that last night.
I watched it during quarantine too.
I cried from like beginning to end because I was like, but why can't he be with his children?
Yeah.
So Mrs. Doubtfire, Tiana, and Rapunzel so far is the cast of characters we have.
Awesome.
Fun.
Those are some
number
good
2.
That's me.
Brian, what's your favorite fantasy character?
Let's go with Gandalf.
Okay.
He's a daddy. That's fine.
He could get it.
Who shall not pass?
I mean, he should pass, though.
He should pass. I'll pass.
We need more.
All right, number 6.
Yeah.
That's me.
Kevin, what was your favorite band in middle school?
Savage Garden. You already said it.
I mean, I love me some Savage Garden, but I'm going to have to say NSYNC.
Oh,
all right.
That's fair.
Well, this is shaping up to be pretty fun.
Well played.
All right, 2 left. We already did number 2. We already did 6. 4. Your favorite stand-up comedian?
Matt hates comedy.
Oh right.
No, I don't.
He never accepted a flyer from someone in Times Square, so
I don't find anything funny. Wait a minute, but here's the problem. I haven't eaten a lot today. We're halfway through like our second bottle
of wine.
I can't. What is Tobias's? No. Dr.
Tobias.
David Cross, thank you. I saw David Cross play a club in Brooklyn once, and he's genius.
He's so good.
And Jeanine Garofalo opened for him, and she was even more genius.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so that's a good joke. I get to play my own game.
Why didn't I come?
You
get to play my own game?
But I will just enlist all of your help. And what we're about to do is create a movie musical.
Amazing.
That stars Tiana, mm-hmm. Rapunzel, mm-hmm. Mrs. Yeah. Doubtfire, mm-hmm. Gandalf, mm-hmm. is written by NSYNC, mm-hmm. and the book is written by David Cross.
Can we go around? Everyone gets a sentence?
Yes.
Okay.
Drunk.
From the top of the island back down, our same order?
Yes.
Yeah, but you start because you started. You get to start and end it, Kimberly.
Great. Once upon a time, on an island far, far away, three boats have crashed. End of sentence.
Okay. One boat contains the Broadway princess party that is Tiana and Rapunzel and Mrs. Doubtfire, because she's a princess in her own right. And
it's Broadway.
And they have a bunch of leftover Taco Bell burritos.
Little do they know that living on this island is a wizard who has not been to the mainland in years named Gandalf.
Gandalf gives the three of them a task, and the winner gets to say bye, bye, bye to the island.
So good. So good.
So drunk.
Yeah, here we are.
And the island is controlled by Gandalf's ex-wife, Iphigenia Doubtfire, who has cast a spell over the island because she's so devastated that she can't see her children.
Her children are actually Tia and Tamara. No, who are the princesses again?
It's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, and they will.
No, we already used the princesses. Like, go with time. Tia and Tamara. I like where this is going.
Yeah, go with Tia and Tamara.
Okay. And Mrs. Iphigenia's actual children are Tia and Tamara, who also inhabit said island.
I love that.
Period.
This is good. Kimberly, you gotta end it now.
Right.
And then they all find each other and reunite.
Okay.
Gandalf lets them pass. And then at the very end of the show, they just find this small man who had been washed ashore many years ago. And he sings the final song that's just about himself and has nothing to do with the rest of the show, and that is David Cross.
Great. Kimberly, what was this called? What was this musical called?
From head to toe.
Let's all go to the movies. And this show was called Once...
I blew myself.
I don't know.
Yes.
Once my blew myself.
Development fans, that's all I can think of is him.
It's and so good.
Yeah.
What's the reason I can't watch Ozark? Because I keep waiting for Jason Bateman to be funny. And I'm like,
yes.
It's but it's so good.
I have not watched it.
It's so good, you guys. Like,
you know what else is on that island?
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's Corner.
Welcome to Kevin's Corner, where Kevin was cornered today. So he came up with rapid fire questions from the website funnyquestionstoask.com. So,
amazing.
I found it. It was great. So, I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions, and the three of you will give your best personal answers to answer these questions.
Okay.
So the first question is, name the top five things you would take with you during a zombie apocalypse. Let's start with T.
Oh, okay. I would break into a North Face store and get a tent, some dehydrated food, a bike, and a weapon of some sort, probably an axe, multi-use. That's four. And probably Berman, let's be real.
fair. Kirsten?
Amazing.
Butter, sugar, flour. No, kidding. Butter, a knife, whiskey.
Yeah.
A very heavy blanket.
Oh. And
my husband.
Oh.
Do you just want to do the zombie apocalypse together? Like combined, we could add some butter, hydrated meals, with a nice weighted blanket.
Yeah. You actually really thought of some things I never would have thought
of. No, you were like, I feel like you actually have a bunker underneath your...
It's because
you hate your bunker, not the bathroom.
My favorite book is Stephen King's The Stand, which I do not recommend reading right now.
My mom gave it to me. My mom sent it to me and said, you have time, read this. And
I was like, I read it probably once a year. It is my favorite book. Not to read right now because it's happening, but I was reading it. And as the first time I was reading it, I was like, okay, you can't go out the Lincoln Tunnel because the lights will shut off and there's dead bodies everywhere. So I'm going to have to go this way. Like, it is truly, it's a post-apocalyptic, very smart book.
I think I would probably die on like day one in the woods because y'all thought of some really good things. I was like, dehydrated, yeah, a tent, sure. Okay, I would take Kirsten because she's smarter than me, and I would last at least twice as long with her. A book of matches.
Okay.
Because that seems like something that you light some on fire.
If we're going together, I have a knife, butter.
My David Sedaris collection.
We can light that on fire after we find it.
There we go. That's ironic.
There's nothing fun.
David Sedaris is so good.
He's so good. He's my favorite. I met him once in London.
What?
Yep. And I'm going to steal from T and say a tent because I am not capable enough of making some sort of like hut or housing for myself.
A lean-to.
That's not going to happen.
That's why I had a blanket to like make like a lean-to.
Yeah.
But if us three could just get to the Hamptons, break into a rich person's house, call it a day. Go to Cinderella once every 3 weeks.
We'd pull like a parasite. We'd be like, do you need a driver? Butler, mistress, butler, peoples.
Yeah,
we'll be fine. Much fun.
Wait, did you finish your list?
No.
That was my bad.
And a puppy.
Oh, then you should read this.
It would give us the reason to like take our focus off of the fact that.
Oh, so like you can like, and if like zombies attack, you can feed them the puppy to buy
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
I have that is a solid idea.
No, we would feed the puppy to zombies. It's just again science. So
you should read The Stand. Then there's a very cute puppy in it.
Does he survive?
No, he's literally just like a rough and tumble dog that someone found. Was like, I don't know who his owner is, but he's mine now, and he's amazing. He protects him from like wolves later on. It's great.
Right. Kevin, that was a funny question to ask.
That was a funny question they listed. Another funny question.
If
you could have a song play every time you entered a room, what song would it be?
Walkout music on baseball team?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I think about this a lot.
Really?
Every time I had a baseball game, I'm like, what weird hip-hop song would I choose?
I like Queen of the Night by Whitney Houston, because it starts out and it's like, I got the thing that you want. I got the thing that you need. I got more than enough to make you jump to your feet.
Yeah, that's a good
amazing. I would personally pick Joan Collins' version of Send in the Clowns.
Stop it.
And then everyone would proceed to have mental breakdowns and be like,
everyone be like, something emotional is happening, but also very slow.
I don't blame you. It's actually a great selection. It would be super depressing time after time.
Time after, is that your answer? Wouldn't that be awful?
Solo oboe every time you enter the room.
And like, that song is slow, but like Joan Collins takes her time. Like,
it takes breaths like in between like vowels. I'm like, yep.
Are we talking about Judy Collins? Because Joan Collins is a writer and Judy Collins is the one who sang Send in the Clowns.
I'm sorry for him.
I thought Joan Collins was the one that sang it.
No, Judy Collins.
Well, I would prefer to have Joan Collins sing it.
Kevin had, as a birthday gift, his parents gave him a recording of Joan Collins singing.
Yeah, it was really special. She sent it away for me.
Cameo.
Yeah.
T, what was your song?
I was thinking like Dynasty Joan Collins?
That's what he's saying. Yo, no, that's Joan. Yes, Joan Collins. That's the Joan Collins.
Dynasty.
I said writer. She's not. Susan Collins is a writer. Joan Collins on Dynasty.
The Hunger Games.
Collins saying, send in the clowns.
That's right.
What are you, a fact checker? Like, what's happening right now?
He's Googling.
I thought you were supposed to be the fact checker.
No, I just own this corner. I don't want to say it's right. I just own the corner.
I just own the corner. He doesn't make the rules. He
I don't make the rules, bro.
Oh,
gee, what's your song?
I honestly probably just like Don't Stop Me Now or Thunderstruck.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Or, I mean, if I'm going to be like honest, my anthem is That I Would Be Good by Alanis Morissette, but that hypes no one up.
Sure.
Ever.
Oh, that's- yeah. And Matt, your song?
Okay, when I was a kid, I actually owned this album. I don't have it anymore, obviously. My Jeep Wrangler got robbed when I was in college, got broken into, and they stole all my CDs. And I was like, have fun with Patti LuPone Live, you jerk. But I was so mad. But this is an album of Beatles covers, which like Robin Williams sang like I Am the Walrus. Oh, no. Jim Carrey sang I Am the Walrus. And Robin Williams
Walrus.
Can I find that on YouTube?
You can. YouTube? And Robin Williams sang like Come Together. My all-time favorite recording ever is Sean Connery.
Shut up.
Doing the Beatles In My Life, but reciting it as poetry. And here's a little taste.
What?
Here.
Can you hear it?
Yes, but
he's like, there are places I'll remember all my life, though some have changed. And the music is playing underneath him. Some forever, not for better.
So you just want to confuse people when you
walk
in a room?
Yes, I want them to be absolutely, I want them to be absolutely put off.
Wait, this is so Robin Williams and Bobby McFerrin sang Come Together.
Yes.
Goldie Hawn sang A Hard Day's Night.
A Hard Day's Night, keep going. Oh, you're bringing back my childhood.
A Day in the Life was an instrumental version with with Beck.
Sure.
Here, there, and every... It's called In My Life. It's a 1998 compilation album.
No.
Was Celine Dion Here, There, and Everywhere?
Yes. Next is Celine Dion Here, There, and Everywhere. Vanessa May on violin for Because. Jim Carrey, I Am the Walrus.
Amazing.
Guitarist John Williams on Here Comes the Sun. Billy Connolly on Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite.
Billy Connolly.
Phil Collins doing Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, and The End.
Amazing.
Sean Connery on In My Life. And then... In the South American release, Ticket to Ride, and Blackbird with Bonnie Pink. What is this album?
This album is amazing. And guys, FYI, Jim Carrey singing "I Am the Walrus" is incredible.
Why is it Walrus?
Walrus.
YouTube Walrus.
YouTube
Walrus.
It's incredible. I'm just saying, y'all need to go down that rabbit hole later tonight. It's so good.
Fun fact about the Beatles
in the chat.
I saw the movie Across the Universe in theaters and thought they were all original songs.
Oh, no. No, Kevin!
Like the Beatles.
Because my parents don't like the Beatles, so like they like didn't let them in the house.
They were the one person who didn't like the Beatles?
My parents don't like them. My dad's like, I only like James Taylor and like Carly Simon and that kind of music, so he wasn't into the Beatles.
In all fairness, those are also decent.
And my mom loves all of like the music that became Rock of Ages. So they just weren't Beatles people. So like I saw the movie Across the Universe, and I was like, oh my god, it's a cell phone jingle, Come Together. How did they turn that into a whole song? And they're like, no, that's a Beatles.
Oh, you sweet baby angel.
Mine would 100% be Eye to Eye from a Goofy movie.
Yeah.
Solid.
I'm a goofy.
Doing it for you.
Loving it. I have one more question if you'll indulge me.
Wait, Kimberly, what's yours?
What else?
Oh, ABBA's Happy New Year. The weirdest song in the world.
What's Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And it goes, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And I've never heard it in my life. And it makes me laugh every time.
Big fan. I love it.
Oh, then maybe mine would be the Happy Trumpeter. Never mind. That's another rabbit hole.
All right. You have one more, Kevin?
One more question. You just became a member of the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay.
What is your Spice name?
Farty Spice. Full disclosure. It's been a long quarantine. I've been eating a lot of beef because we're in Pennsylvania. Because we go to a Mennonite market and the Mennonites have cows and pork.
Oh,
chickens.
We've been eating a lot of beef, guys. There ain't no fish out here in Somerset, PA. I'd be Italian herbs and spices.
Are you Italian?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was just a random thought.
No, it's just...
Steve, what would you be?
Shorty Spice, like 5'0", 5'1". I feel like that's... I'm very small.
Kimberly, what would you be?
It's why no one will ever let me be the lead. I am very small.
Very small.
All the leading men are not so small. I am very small. Leading men, very not small.
With Russian dolls, you last one that Russian, you take out of the
team. I am a baby Russian doll. And they're like, who is this child? She's playing a 16-year-old and she's 30. So.
Amazing. Hey, embrace it.
Yeah, really.
Oh, hi.
Just replace Ginger Spice after the age scandal.
Oh, yeah, duh. Brian, what spice would you be?
Bingy Spice?
Bingy?
Because of the Amazing Race?
Because I binge food and TV.
I love it.
That's
I would
a good
be,
spice.
I would be Ogre Spice.
Plate.
Ogre Spice.
Yeah.
Taco Bell Spice.
Taco Spice.
You can get great sponsorships.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. You'd have to.
And this has been Kevin's Corner.
Yay! Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
Boo.
This time's out because we do need to go downstairs and get more wine, but I was...
Watch the good fight.
And watch the good fight with my in-laws.
Well, you should watch it now so that the context for the episode is
at least film it. If you're not going to live stream it, just film.
I'm going to film it. It's just going to be the camera on my father-in-law and the audio from off-screen.
Then you can post it to Reddit's Watch People Die Inside subreddit. Watch People Die Inside. It's going to be amazing.
Kirsten, have you warned them?
I had to do ADR for it since I've been here and had to set up pillows and record some new lines, which are racier than the first lines. And
children in the house.
So I was practicing them into my head. I was saying, you know, if you know the comeback, that episode where she's like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I was practicing my lines out loud, and my dad came down. I was like, oh, you shouldn't watch the episode. It's bad.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's, yeah.
Well, we'll watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm 100% going to watch it, without a doubt.
I will say she has an amazing scene with Christine Baranski, just the two of them, so it is totally worth watching.
Yes.
For what?
Very cool.
Yeah.
I won't know the context of the show at all, and I will enjoy it.
It doesn't matter.
Like Law and Order? All good?
Wrap it all up in a tiny little bow at the end of the episode.
Is the good fight you being a dominatrix? Is that the whole point of the show?
Yeah. It's got to be, right?
Good fight.
Spoiler alert. That's the twist.
Yeah. There's a lot happening. Yes. Yes.
Well, as long as you measure your life in football seasons, feel the passion and the heat. Football is the only reason God Almighty gave us feet. That's our quote for the episode from The Beautiful Game by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Stop.
The only musical I can think football is in would be You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, what is that from?
That's from The Beautiful Game. That's The Beautiful Game from The Beautiful Game. That's written by Andrew Lloyd Webber about soccer.
I remember this when this musical came out. I remember that.
So much about sports.
That was a lot. That was a lot for us. That was a stretch for us.
But you know what? Okay.
Everyone's face. I went with the game theme. Pajama game, the beautiful game.
Game.
thank you so much for joining us. You can follow all of them on social media. You can follow us at Broadwasted. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy quarantine schedules, from painting to waxing. We really appreciate it. But as we end every episode, we raise our glasses and we say, Zootuwapa. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.